former President Trump remain virtually unchanged. Venezuela's interior minister says three U.S. citizens have been arrested on suspicion of plotting to destabilize the country, and also claims that the three are CIA agents and that 400 weapons were seized.
They can confirm the detention of a U.S. military member and are aware of unconfirmed reports of two additional U.S. citizens detained in Venezuela. That from the State Department. On what Venezuela's interior minister says, the State Department denies U.S. involvement in a plot to overthrow President Maduro.
ABC's Chuck Sieverton. SpaceX's Polaris Dawn crew is back home after splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico just hours ago. The four astronauts capping off a five-day mission to orbit, which included the world's first commercial spacewalk made by a billionaire along for the ride. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money, but Black, Latino, and women workers still lag behind. Mark Richardson reports.
A study by the High Road Strategy Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison finds the state's job market hit record levels in the second quarter, and the inflation-adjusted medium hourly wage has increased by 97 cents. Report co-author Laura Dresser says the increase in the median wage is just making up for the period that inflation ran ahead of earnings in 2022.
In these last 5 years, lower-wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high-wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
The State of Working Wisconsin report says the number of jobs in Wisconsin has topped 3 million and unemployment remains steady at 3%. The study also found the rate of unionized workers in Wisconsin dropped by one-third between 2011 and 2023, the steepest decline in union membership across the Midwest region. Despite the increase in wages, the report says significant wage gaps remain between white men and workers who are Black, Latino, or female.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
The report makes some recommendations. It suggests raising the minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour to help close the pay gap, rolling back the state's so-called right-to-work laws to restore union rights, and increasing investments in child care and education to provide relief for families and employers. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers march on. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will start Malik Willis today in place of the injured Jordan Love, who is listed as doubtful for today's game against the Colts with an MCL sprain. The Packers elevated Sean Clifford from the practice squad to the active roster yesterday to serve as a backup. Willis says he has been preparing and knows he needs to be ready at any given moment to contribute.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready.
The Packers and Colts kick off at noon. Yesterday, it was Alabama blowing out Wisconsin 42-10 in college football. Wisconsin has a week off before playing at number 11 USC on September 28th. It was a wild night in Arizona as the Brewers piled up 15 runs in a 15-8 win over the Diamondbacks. The win reduced the Brewers' magic number to 3. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, will play again this afternoon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high of 82. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight, 82 and mostly sunny for Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy with a high near 81. Remaining above normal for Wednesday with a high near 80.
Currently, 66 degrees.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council.
AM 1400 WRJN. Morning, everybody.
Morning, everybody.
The music of the stars is on the air. We've got some stuff for you today.
Good morning, and welcome
Broad
to
all WRJN
on AM 1400 WRJN,
and all over the state
program
of
on health and related issues
via the Civic Media
All Saints Healthcare. It's intended
today
to be used
I had
for
a thought.
Informational purposes
I've
only.
Host.
Questions and answers will be of
Since
current medical information.
November,
however, this medical
had
information should not be used to replace advice or direction given by your personal physician. All Saints Healthcare will
see,
accept no responsibility for misuse of information.
We did
and then,
always.
Here's
and
Marcia
before
Kyle.
That, it was never funny, huh? How these things work. This song opens with the word sometime. Let me add this. There was
There was a great movie in 1980-81 called My Favorite Year. And the year, by the way, was 1954. I won't go into the details of what the show is about, but it's funny and sad. But the point is, the picture opened up with Nat Cole. These are the 101 strings. Mitchell Parrish. Did the lyrics.
And now the purple dust of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Thoughts on the word sometime. Francis Albert Sinatra, Columbia Records.
When is sometime? How many days until sometime. For my dreams make it clear that my lover is near, and she ought to be here about some time. Who is someone? Who is this wonderful someone? Oh, I'm keeping my heartstrings in tune and hoping that sometime is soon.
Looked at the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and apparently the word sometimes, in that form, one word, no hyphen, started out in 1510. Who would have thought it? The Mellomen with Doris Day, early Columbia, the year 49.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Sometimes I love you, sometimes,
but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I.
When we're with you.
That's Doris without Les Brown. John Rerig and the orchestra. Vince Humans wrote those lyrics. The music of the stars. Thoughts on the word sometime. Dinah Shore. We'll be on till high noon today, Central.
Sometimes I get to wondering. Sometimes when blue shadows fall, I think of you with someone's arms about you. While I'm so alone and blue without you, sometimes I get to dreaming of days we once knew, and wondering if you think of me sometimes. The way I always think of you.
Tony Bennett.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky. I can't find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. That's how I am, so what?
I will gather stars.
Rosie Clooney. Rosie Clooney on Ed Sullivan's Show. Rhonda Fleming was actually quite a singer. Made two albums. This is from one of them.
When is sometime? How many days until sometime? For my dreams make it clear that my lover is near, and he ought to be here about some time. Who is someone? Who is this wonderful someone? Oh, I'm keeping my heartstrings in tune and hoping that sometime here soon tonight I'll meet the one I love again, but I'll be dreaming.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Louis Armstrong.
Ooh.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child along with from home, along with from home. True from home, a long ways from home. Yes, sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Why?
Why? Because nothing ever happens.
Nothing?
Well, nothing good.
So what's good?
Well, you know, I have a ball, man.
You sick?
No.
Hungry?
No, man. I just had myself a whole mess of black-eyed peas and rice.
See what I mean?
I dig. I am a long ways from home, but things could be worse. Sure could.
Strange word, huh? Sometimes. It's got the mystery behind it, unlike never and always. Her features over the past couple weeks. Now, sometimes leaves the door open. Question is, for what? Seen Halloween decorations up. How about you? Oh, you too, huh? That's Elmer Bernstein from Ghostbusters, big hit 1960. Make that 84. Steve Allen and his orchestra. Steve on clarinet. Steve Allen and the orchestra, one of the most brilliant musicians ever. Well, in our decades. He was at the Carthage College Chapel one time, and he would call out, "Give me a note, any note." Somebody would yell out, "G sharp," something like that. Good, G sharp, and he'd play it, and then, "Give me another note." Somebody would yell another. And soon there'd be a song. That's Steve. He wrote a lot of things. So he wrote a great Broadway musical that flopped. Minnie's Boys, the story of the Marx Brothers in music. Let's see if I can't find something from that. Glenn Miller next. The theme is Sometime. And a reminder, we're coming up to 80 years when the music died. In December. Music of the Stars. Artie Shaw. Thank you.
like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Glory, hallelujah. Glory,
mention Stardust, Hoagy Carmichael. First word in the lyrics, sometime. Here's the very first recording of Stardust ever. 1927, Hoagy Carmichael and his pal. Modern Airs.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie,
and I am once again with you. Our love was new,
and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale,
a paradise where roses grew.
Oh, I dream in vain. In my heart it will stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. These programs are on the Civic Media Radio Network. Originating at WRJN Racine. Thoughts on the word sometimes. Sometimes we have a new program, and Dominic Salvia is going to be on the air now. It's from 4 till 6 p.m. across Civic Medium. It's all across Wisconsin on 10 Civic Media radio stations. Don's got a lot of guests planned. Your presence is invited. Every weekday, 4 till 6. Elmer Bernstein. Our torch hour. You don't get any better than Elmer Bernstein. That's from To Kill a Mockingbird. Robert Duvall had a part in that picture. Mike Stolke's birthday this week. Remember Pantomime Quiz? And Jack Bailey, the old Bailey, from Queen for a Day. CBS News in 5 minutes. Here's Stan Kenton. Sometimes. Sometimes. CBS News coming down, and Boogie Carmichael's I Get Along Without You Very Well. This is Lou Regani, and the music of the stars continues till high noon, right here, WRJN Racine, Radio Park, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.